Let's report now on a country that's a speck on the map, but in a really strategically important spot. The United Arab Emirates is at the tip of the Arabian Peninsula. It's on the Persian Gulf, and its neighbors include countries that have been in the news for the wrong reasons, like Iraq, Iran, and Yemen. In 2014, the United Arab Emirates emerged as a major ally in the U.S.-led fight against the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS. The UAE has long been known for flashy wealth. Now, it's showing off its military might. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
One way to see the public face of the United Arab Emirates is to watch coverage of this year's National Day celebrations. Big music, marching military, marching police. Even a mile-long convoy, 46 trucks draped in the UAE flag, made the local news.
The parade of trucks was captured by aerial cameras and made for an amazing sight.
This projection of power marked the 43-year union of seven emirates. This year also marks a dramatic shift in policy to publicly display what has been a long but quiet alliance with Washington. The UAE joined the coalition against Islamist militants known as ISIS, then quickly opened the Vaz al Dhafra airbase to U.S. fighter jets.
So all of these things are being done openly.
Faisal Rafai is a newspaper columnist in the UAE.
There's no doubt that they have now shifted their position on these things. They've shifted the idea of doing these things behind closed doors. Now they're going to do it front and center.
They made a savvy calculation sending a female fighter pilot, Miriam al-Mansouri, on the first mission against ISIS. It's an image the UAE wants to project, says academic Abdul Halak Abdullah, a tolerant society. International residents make up 90% of the population, a moderate model for the fight against militants.
We have sent some of our best men and women to do the fight, and I think rightly so. Women are doing all sorts of jobs, including going into combat, flying F-15 and F-16, and targeting terrorism and extremism.
The female pilot got headlines. The Pentagon got an aggressive ally, explains Elizabeth Dickinson, a Gulf-based journalist. Aside from the U.S.,
the UAE has flown more sorties than any other country in that coalition, which is really striking. They are the leading military power in the Gulf.
This unique role comes from huge oil wealth and decades of smart investment, says analyst Tawfiq Rahim. The UAE bought the best in advanced weapons, but also spent on extensive training programs. The only Arab military to send elite ground troops to Afghanistan to support NATO. Now, the investment is paying off.
Well, they can definitely punch above their weight because they have a set of capabilities that enable them to be strong in neighborhoods that are weak.
The Emirates are willing to show their might. They also like to put on a show. This one at a downtown shopping mall in Dubai. A massive fountain explodes on the hour in colors and light. Gushing walls of dancing water keep time with the music. Call it flash or bling, the point is there is wealth here and stability. The UAE has become a refuge from the regional wars for Syrians and Iraqis. They can come here and start over, says Dickinson.
This is really a place that a middle-class person or someone who wants to be in the middle class can sort of have that dream. You can build yourself in this country. There's the economic structure to do that. And I do think it's very attractive to people.
But stability comes at a price these days, says Faisal Rafai. Dissent is not tolerated in the UAE, and the Emirates have taken the toughest line in the Gulf against political Islam, naming the Islamic State a terrorist organization, but also naming the Muslim Brotherhood terrorists too.
You draw a line, actually in all directions, you don't find a more stable, secure place. And I think that they are very keen to maintain that. And if it requires them to be harder on some strains of thinking, then I think most people are probably happy with that.
One of those lines aims due east, across the Gulf to Iran. One more reason the Emirates have chosen a more public alliance with Washington. Iran is less than an hour away for this fleet of wooden merchant ships. The docks are piled high with consumer goods. A deckhand named Farhad lists the cargo.
Everything's electronics, foodstuff, everything.
And it's a good market in Iran?
Yeah, very good. Big country, no?
It's a historic trading route to a neighbor more recently seen as a threat. The Emirates are too small to lead in the Gulf, so the strategy, they've positioned themselves as an indispensable partner for Washington. and say they offer a model for the rest of the Gulf. Deborah Amos, NPR News.